Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next 5 minutes, you've got the floor for other key points, the head of Oath Keepers, you'd like to relay to people about the serious point our republic's gotten to.
Well, as I said before, that they've turned the founders' republic upside down, and they've weakened the people intentionally. The people are stripped of their powers, told the only answer is to go vote. And then we're also bombarded with you know, one crisis after another. And folks need to realize what's really going to count when the crap hits the fan is whether you're squared away as a family, if you and your circle of friends, close friends, have formed into a team for mutual assistance and self-defense, and most importantly, whether your neighborhoods are squared away. That's why I think the most important thing you can do right now is go start a neighborhood watch. If you don't already have one, start one. Throw a block party, get to know your neighbors, become a community again, and do it as fast as you possibly can. And then reach out to your veterans. The veterans out there, you have a duty responsibility to step up and train, to spread your knowledge. You know a lot. The government's trained you in specialty. They spent, you know, thousands or even sometimes millions of dollars on you just to train you. Spread that knowledge through your community and get them organized. Lead them. That's the most important thing that can happen right now, neighborhood watches and local veterans stepping up and leading their communities. If you do that, you'll remove the weakness we have in this country overnight. You can do it very quickly within a matter of weeks, form these teams, and get squared away. So I encourage folks to use our model, which is based on the SF Special Forces A-Team model, which is very successful. Use that and adapt it to your local situation, your local area, and go with it. Just run with it. Need our help? Contact us through Oath Keepers. We'll help any way you possibly can. But the most important thing is for you to commit to doing it and getting out there and organizing your own community.
So don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. And you notice Homeland Security and all their internal documents says the veteran is the number one enemy because they know that's where the resistance will come from in the takeover.
Well, certainly. They are a pool of trained people who know what they're doing and have the ability to lead. And that's what we want to do is use them now. Before it happens, use them now so they can start training and leading now. Don't wait.
Well, you're right. Again, Stuart Rhodes joining us from his cabin somewhere out in the Northwest. I'm just joking. Everybody knows where Stuart lives at. But I tell you, in closing, any other points you'd like to add?
No, I think you're doing good work, Alex. And as you said before, you know, just like you said, someone apologized to you for not listening before. That's happening to us now. As things get worse, as the economy gets worse, we're having folks walk up to us who said, hey, you know, 2 years ago I thought you guys were nuts, but now I see you were right, and I want to apologize for not listening. So don't give up on them. Even if someone said no in the past and wouldn't listen, go back now. And a lot of times it's easier because things are getting more and more ridiculous.
Well, you're right. Stuart Rhodes, I hope everybody goes and gets the battle plan you've got to get people squared away and ready. It's at oathkeepers.org. Oathkeepers is going operational by forming special civilization preservation teams. Everything the globalists are doing is about making us dependent on them, about making us pathetic jellyfish. So beating them is being independent, being self-sufficient, and loving your wife, loving your husband, taking care of your kids, being good people. They want to make us immoral because that makes us weak. Everything they do is meant to break down the society and bring us down. It is a military operation against us, and our own military is trained in this, so they see it and know what it is. That's the real chink in the armor of this operation.
It's one of them. The other big chink in the armor is the American people. Be Americans.
Oh, of course. That's what I'm saying. The American people seeing that militarily, I mean, look at it. We have an occupational military of goons everywhere now, and they're always in the special units bugging their eyes out at you and your family and your kids, and they're really dangerous thugs. They're either dangerous thugs that are awake or they're good guys and they're awake. But the dangerous thugs, a lot of them actually know what they're doing. They enjoy the power and think they're on the winning team. Stuart Rhodes, thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone calls. Stay with us. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
When I look at Obamacare and how on record we said last week in an article they're going to send out groups like Akron and give them governmental power to basically threaten and intimidate people, saying it's the law, you better enroll and get your Social Security number and all your info. That's what the census the last two rounds, the last 13 years was about, was telling you, you're going to tell us how many toilets you got. You're going to tell us how much money you got. You're going to tell us if you own guns. Many of the census forms had that. We're going to arrest you if you don't, when the law didn't even say that. It was about getting you accustomed to being interfaced with the bureaucrats, with the system. And now the New York Post, fraud firms, gets okay to sign people up for Obamacare. The feds went after them for reportedly taking $22.2 million and creating fake applicants. Rampant fraud of the New York City contract last year didn't stop a major nonprofit from landing a slew of federal contracts to sign people up for Obamacare. Seedco, a New York-based community development organization, was sued by the federal government for faking at least 1,400 of the 6,500 job placements under a $22-plus million federally funded contract with the city. 8 months later, the feds and Seedco are teaming up, this time to help medical insurance seekers maneuver through the maze that is the Affordable Care Act. And this is all part of the teams they're going to be sending door to door. You cannot make that up. And last week, Kit Daniels wrote an article dealing with the door-to-door Obama teams and the identity fraud nightmare. There's the headline. Breaking: door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. Devastatingly bizarre. Devastatingly strange. Devastatingly weird. Just absolutely over the top. And the government shutdown is ongoing, and they're saying, oh, in the AP, we may lose our credit rating. Oh, it's terrible. The dollar value's going down. Oh, it's horrible what the Republicans did. They're like a foreign power. I saw this on the news last night as a talking point and on C-SPAN. If a foreign power shut down the government, we go to war, but the Republicans... When the Democrats in the Senate voted this down, and Republicans as well, because they're bought and paid for by the financial interests that want to rape the American people. See, I want real prosperity. You want prosperity. You believe rising tide raises all ships. They are pirates. They believe in the opposite. They believe if you're doing good in business, even in a different area than them, it's bad. They believe if you're in the same business as them, oh my gosh, it's the worst thing ever and cannot be allowed. They don't even get how economies really work because they're parasites. It's unbelievable. Let's go to your phone calls. Keith in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
And you're the one who woke me up. I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
And I had 2 points I want to make real quick. These people out here, they just don't get it. They're not paying attention. Last night I sat there and I watched that illegal president of ours get on that TV and just out and out lie to those people. And I was appalled that no one questions it. The press doesn't even question it. They just tote the Obama line. And it just makes me sick. This whole Obamacare thing is meant to put us all into government dependence, because we're not going to be able to afford anything because he's cutting everybody's jobs. They're seizing people's bank accounts. And this is going to force us into being subservient to the government, or at least they hope it does. I'm never going to be subservient to the government, but that's what the whole plan is. This has nothing to do with everybody getting health care. They couldn't care less. And this is an ego stroke for Obama.
I totally agree with you, and now we're being lectured in the news that, oh, the communist Chinese, they say the Chinese people, really, the horrible, murderous communist party that's killed more people in history, you know, than anybody else. The Chinese communists are now dictating our debt, which most of it is banker debt that they signed us on to. I mean, it's so obvious. It's such a fraud. It's such a swindle. But it's a swindle that's too big to fail, we've been told. So everything has to be committed to it. Everything has to be given to it. No, the answer is wake up to it. But they'll try to hold us hostage, just like Henry Paulson 5 years ago in 2008. Threatened Congress in October 3rd, 2008, in closed-door session. It's come out a year after. He said, if you don't give us unlimited money and do this, there'll be tanks and blood in the streets and total collapse. And that's what they're threatening. You give us everything, you let us totally rape everybody financially, or we'll collapse everything. When they're going to collapse it anyways. And now they're doing it again. Oh, you won't give us Obamacare? Oh, we'll just shut down the government and say you did it, and then we're going to lose our faith and credit. We're going to collapse. But then a strange thing happened. Bob Woodward came out and said if shutdown or debt ceiling cause economic crisis, it's the president. It's on the president's head. Bob Woodward comes out and says that. So, again, everybody better look at their grandkids and their kids and ask, you really want to do this? Because this country is being purposely maneuvered to collapse, like every other nation is, so the globalists can take it over. They just want to have it on their terms and pose as saviors. We've got to get the fact out. They're the ones behind it. Our lives depend on this, folks. They're not trained to take on the American people and setting up tattletale clergy response teams and putting in snooping hubs everywhere to play games. They're building giant NSA centers everywhere that go online right now. They're going online right now for a war against us with threat fusion centers to direct this whole operation. The country already got taken over. Now it wants to mop everything up. And this is a lot more than a mop-up operation. The minute we become aware of this operation against us, it's over. I'm talking to the military out there. You don't have to believe me. You know what's going on. You know what you're being trained to do. It's treason. Cut and dry, no debate. Choose which side you're on. Commit to it. Commit to it. Commit to your decision and then go with it. You think working with the New World Order is going to be a good idea? That go ahead, work with them. I can't believe it. Thank you, Keith. Let's talk to Scott in Washington. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how it is affecting Medicaid, and I also had a brief story about the charity care for that fool that claimed that it didn't exist, personally involving me, but it is intertwined with the Medicare, or the Medicaid, I should say. In this particular state, and I suspect it's being that way in a lot of states, what the Medicaid is doing now is that the money that they're being paid by the federal mandate, or the STAR money that Obamacare took out of the Medicaid budget, what they're doing now is pushing people on to HMOs. And ironically, it actually started a year ago today. So, you know, you're paying the tax dollars to basically get the HMOs to give you crappy insurance or less insurance that you would have gotten under the state when they, you know, when they would have rationed it out and paid it anyway. So basically, you know, one way or the other, and I suspect they'll probably start doing that with Medicare, too. You're going to wind up, you know, at the mercy of these HMOs anyway. So that's one way that that's already gone into effect. I don't know if anybody else is aware of it, but it started in this state.
It is the HMOs. I mean, in the 50s, 60s, you name it, you had anything you needed done. If you were poor, there was charity care. And since the HMOs and the banks got involved, they have jacked up the price of health care, the most expensive in the world, from the cheapest and the best. We had the highest credit score 60 years ago. We had the highest IQs 60 years ago. The highest test score 60 years ago. Some of the longest lived people. Everything's the opposite now. Government is a curse because it is a conduit through which the parasites always, not the low-level people that are dependent, the globalists, the power elite always use it to control people. And the insurance companies wrote this, so of course their stock has doubled because it is a giant ripoff. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, and briefly to the charity care in regards to my situation, and that kind of explains my absence of not calling for a long while. I had a situation at the early beginning of last year, and I had ended up having an extended hospital stay for over 3 months at that point. When I went into the hospital, I did not have any insurance. And when they try to roll you in Medicaid, it's usually a 90-day waiting period. But the hospital system, which is very good, may have its faults, but Franciscan Hospital System is very good with working with charity care laws. And actually, they have it in their emergency room thing. Actually, at one point, I was denied Medicaid, and they were still treating me. And then they went back and they found a higher tier of Medicaid to get me on. But I ended up having over $373,000 in medical expenses. That included debridement on my leg, MRI, CAT scan, $1,500 a day, and room costs. You know, $500 a day and wound back, all kinds of things that I had done. And they were still treating me, and I was a pending case. And in fact, at one point I had been denied, and the social worker came and told me, and I was aware of this, that they would have just filled out a charity care application and taken care of
it. That's right. And those are the good social workers. And now under Obamacare, and this has been done all over the world, they're now not going to let them give you that option. They're going to phase that out. And you're somebody who's gone through it. It's so frustrating for me, who's watched it, studied it, knows what you're saying is true, to have people calling me saying, oh, no, now I'll get my free health care, when a lot of these corrupt hospitals will not tell you that they're charities because they're really profit centers. Most hospitals are charities. They were set up to be, they're called hospitals because the first one was set up by the Hospitallers, a group of Catholic priests, to take care of people during the Crusades who were chopped up and stuff. And it's always been about charity. That's what it's always been about. And then now it's just become corrupt. And God bless you. We're going to come back with Max Keiser. Then we're going to talk to Sterling and Sean and many others that are patiently holding Max Keiser on the economy and more.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food. And everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sometimes Satan. First he's in the back, now he's in the front.
We got sweet gifts to give. We got harmonious tongue. The living song of love that I ever had.
Obama or Henry Kissinger? Comes as a man of peace. That's Bob Dylan bringing us in. For the balance of the hour, Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com and the Kaiser Report, inventor of the virtual stock exchange system and a retired successful stock broker and all-around really informative guy. They want to start a major war to distract the bond market bubble. Other bubbles, he's been accurate about that. I wanted to get him on to talk about the awakening that's happening. 91% of Americans not wanting to strike Syria. Obamacare, written by insurance companies to scam everybody, isn't real national health care. What's happening in the markets, how they're trying to hold us hostage like a third world country, saying, hey, let Obamacare go through or China will pull our debt. That's in Forbes. I wanted to get Max Kaiser's take on the state of the world. Then we'll get into some of the other issues he's involved in right now. But Max, good to have you back on with us.
Hey, Alex Jones. It's great to be with you once again. Yeah, it's panic here in the United Kingdom. I'm coming to you from London. You know, on August 30th, they had a vote in the House of Commons. They voted for no action in Syria. It was a very close vote, only 13 difference. And this is the direct result of alternative media. Your appearance here in the UK, I think, had an impact. It woke a lot of people up. So they did not go into Syria. And here in the UK, people are panicking. There's a program here in the UK where the government wants to subsidize speculation in the housing market. They call it the Help to Buy scheme. And the opposition made such a strong speech at their party conference that David Cameron has now brought that program forward by 3 months, because he knows that the only way to buy votes, the only way to stay in power, the only way to appease the people with the pitchforks is to keep the Ponzi scheme going, keep inflating the bubble. And, of course, we have a champion here in the UK, in the House of Commons, who orchestrated this 13-vote victory for no action in Syria. And, of course, I'm talking about George Galloway, who you've had on your show. He's fighting the good fight in the House of Parliament today, Alex.
Where is the state of the world right now?
Well, the state of the world is you still have guys like Prince Bandar, the Saudi. If you remember, he threatened Tony Blair when Tony Blair was in office. He said, if you don't call off that fraud investigation into my slush fund with the British Aerospace, I am going to commit another 7/7 bus bombing act of terrorism in London. That's fully documented. It's in the Financial Times. It went before a judge, Judge Patel. So Prince Bandar threatened an act of terrorism in London to Tony Blair. He then recently threatened the Russians. He said, I'm going to make another terrorist act happen in the Sochi Olympics unless I get my way. So the Saudis are still very much running the show. And, of course, the Saudis were involved in 9/11. The Saudis are pulling the strings in Israel. And, again, you've got a guy going back a little bit, Tony Blair, who is guilty of war crimes. He's wanted, I believe, in several countries for war crimes. And there's a growing movement in the UK to bring Tony Blair to The Hague, have him tried for war crimes, and maybe he'll meet the same fate as Saddam Hussein. Who knows?
We're going to come back and talk about what you're doing with George Galloway and then get into the larger economic issues. But for those that don't know, it's actually in the mainstream press overseas that Prince Bandar, the Financial Times, I remember covering that, said, I will activate al-Qaeda, the same ones they're using against Syria, the same ones they're funding. And then they're threatening the Russians to blow up the Olympics if they didn't play ball. I mean, this is hiding in plain view. The Saudis, the head of their intelligence, literally do not care.
Well, Alex, you know, in the United States, as your previous guest outlined, they've got a police state to protect Americans from some kind of existential threat. Meanwhile, Prince Bandar and the Saudis are openly threatening the leaders in the UK and around the world with terrorism, using all kinds of nasty bombs to kill people. And David Cameron doesn't say anything about it. Barack Obama doesn't say anything about it. So they're right there is an open admission that they are terrorists. Bandar is a terrorist. Cameron's a terrorist.
Stay there. Obama's wow, this is
terrorist.
Heavy. This
These
is heavy.
Are the terrorists. About.
We got to go to break. You're right. They're terrorists.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Be honest with you, I cannot believe I'm on the radio. I cannot believe we're reaching 15 million people a week, conservatively, one way or another. Through XM, AM and FM stations, Global Shortwave, YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I can't believe I'm talking to people like Geraldo Rivera yesterday and Rand Paul and Ron Paul and Ted Cruz and Charlie Sheen and Willie Nelson and everything between. I can't believe I'm talking to folks like you out there. But more importantly, I can't believe that the establishment is so naked now in their corruption. They just admit in all these financial publications we cover that they created the tens of trillions of debt to sign us onto it to make us slaves. I mean, I listen to Bloomberg Financial, and they have guys up there bragging, oh, the public will never stop us. You know, we've got them leveraged, and it's the way it is, and we're holding all the pension funds. Ha, ha, ha. They don't even hide this stuff. They go on CNBC every day now and say we're run by foreign banks. They've conquered everything. The insurance companies are happy. Ah, ha, ha. They're, you know, their stocks doubled in 3 years. Ah, ha, ha. And what I don't get is even with, like, Hitler and Stalin and other bad guys, they wouldn't brag publicly. And that's something that really gets to me. John Corzine didn't get criminally charged, just like Max Keiser said 2 years ago he wouldn't, stealing billions in private money. It is insanity. And then they're openly training to take on the American people, openly saying we're terrorists if we're not total criminals. I mean, you read this stuff, it's like absurdist beyond satire. If I'd read Kurt Vonnegut's satire, which I did 20 years ago, and then got to talk to Kurt Vonnegut, and he sent me some art. I'm not bragging. It's just so weird that I talked to him before he died, and he was a listener. If Kurt Vonnegut wrote stuff this absurdist in the 50s or 60s, no one would believe it. Even as absurdist, it would be too absurd. But then I look at people that aren't awake, who are just into football or whatever, and I get why it's happening. But Max, you were getting into Bandar Bush. We're going to pull up some of these articles. Bandar Bush is his nickname. He's such big buddies with the Bushes. Coming out and saying, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to bomb London. And that's in the mainstream news there. And then you've got a few weeks ago, Bandar, the head of intelligence for the Saudis, former ambassador to the U.S., says we will blow up the Olympics if you don't. They publicly are financing the jihadis in Syria. Our militaries are waking up. What is really going on here? And why are these elites so arrogant, Max Keiser?
Well, I mean, he got away with 9/11, didn't he? I mean, most of the hijackers were Saudi. And we know Prince Bandar and Buzzy Krongard and Tony Blair were trained. Listen, I'll tell you something, Alex Jones. Within a few months, there's a book coming out by a friend of mine who's already had a very, very popular book. It went to the top of the bestseller list in the New York Times. It's a new book. He showed me the galleys. Chapter 1 talks about his eyewitness account being in the room in the CIA discussing trading inside information on the days ahead of 9/11. He's talking about Bandar. He talks about Tony Blair. He talks about Buzzy Krongard. This is coming out in a few months. You should get him on your show. He asked me, you know, I've already said more than I probably should have. But what we're doing is we want to get Tony Blair in The Hague and bring him up on charges of
By the way, let's go back. I promise you'll get into this and talk about your thing you're doing with the member of parliament, but let's stop right there.
Yeah.
I know that Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, the subdirector, did make the bets on United and American at their peak 2 weeks before, set for that day.
Right. And we know that Prince Bandar was also making bets on those.
By the way, that came out in the German news. That's confirmed. In Der Spiegel. So you have a you tell us about the author, because for his own safety now, you've seen the book. It's not out yet. Tell us the name and everything. I want to get him on.
This is a former CIA insider. This is a former CIA insider who showed me the galleys of a book. It's coming out. I know the publisher in New York. I met his publisher in New York, and he had a bestseller less than 3 years ago. On the top of the New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, well, they know who it is, Max. So now that you've said this, we got to say the name.
No, I can't, because I'm not going to say any more, because it would completely upset their. He showed this to me confidence. The only reason I mention is because Bandar and Tony Blair are such scoundrels. But now with George Galloway's project, and I want to get into it here, because he's already raised £126,000 on Kickstarter for his film. It's called The Killing of Tony Blair. He talks about the killing financially that Tony Blair has made by trading on inside information based on 9/11. is not part of that film yet. I wanted to get him into it. But he does talk about Tony Blair making money, trading blood for oil, about all of his associations and friends in Parliament and around the world. The Killing of Tony Blair on Kickstarter. So they got about £127,000 raised. There's only 5 days left. But the point of this film is to get Tony Blair into The Hague and get him arrested for crimes against humanity, which he's definitely committed. He's been part of a genocide, and this is what this film is all about. So George Galloway, as you know, he's a sitting member of Parliament, and he has been extremely active in the anti-war coalition, and it is because of him and alternative media that the British Parliament voted no to invading Syria on August 30th. And of course, when I say alternative media, I mean global alternative media, including Alex Jones. You know, you were just in the UK. You were on the Andrew Neil show. He made an incredible stir. A lot of people thought it was, they were gobsmacked. Who is this guy? But it did get people's attention, and heads were turned and opinions were changed. And so you, alternative media, George Galloway, saved lives. They stopped David Cameron.
In fact, that's why I wanted to get you on a few weeks ago. And how big a deal is it that usually England, the UK, is at the tip of the spear of any new imperial war? That sent shockwaves around the world. Why did the power structure over there, for the first time since 1880 something, when they gave up fighting us here in the U.S., for the first time in 200 plus years, they stood down? Why?
That's exactly right. Because they're panicking. Because there's a sea change in Britain, because they've had the austerity. See, in America, they tried to print all the money, and they've caused the reaction to the crisis was to print money, to print food stamps, and to try to paper over the crisis. And they've just led to more crisis, like that. Now they've shut down the government. In the UK, they tried something called austerity. So there's a lot of people, the majority of people living here in the UK, they can't afford to heat their homes. People are going to be frozen to death on the street this winter because of George Osborne and David Cameron. That was their reaction to the crisis. Now that the people have woken up, because of alternative media, they are voting down the constituents, the MPs. They're hearing from their constituents all over Britain, and they're saying, we don't want these wars for Prince Bandar anymore. We don't want these policies that make the bankers in the city wealthy anymore. And there's a sea change here in Britain. And Galloway's new project, The Killing of Tony Blair, on Kickstarter, is going to be a film that will be on the festival circuit. The thing about it, Alex, is that here in the UK, George Galloway does not get anywhere near the press attention he gets around the world because of the global alternative media influence that I have, that you have, that others have. He has now been able to raise about $200,000 to make a documentary, and the sole purpose of this documentary is to put Tony Blair, take him to The Hague and have him convicted of war crimes. And there's a good chance that this could succeed. So people have a chance now to vote with their pocketbook, to put up $5 or $10 and help get this thing funded even more than what the original goal was, because they want to increase the production values and they want it played at Sundance and other festivals, et cetera. So everyone's had an impact. The global alternative media has had an impact. You have, I have, and George Galloway is our man in government. He's our man in the House of Commons. He represents what we're talking about. So here's a chance now to let this entire momentum going after Tony Blair. I remember when I was living in Paris, Donald Rumsfeld came to a meeting, and there was 50 or 60 Parisians running around Paris trying to catch him because he's wanted for war crimes. Had they caught him, he would now be in The Hague facing war crimes, but he was able to elude capture when he was in Paris. Tony Blair, it's a similar situation. He is violated human rights laws all over the world. There's a posse looking for him. George Galloway is going to make a film. It's called The Killing of Tony Blair on Kickstarter. People can put up $5 or $10 to contribute to the film and be a part of history, because it's a sea change. As your previous guest has alluded to, there's really now, we're at war now. There's no pretense that there's
sure,
going to be any.
Sure, sure. And you know, in the past, many years ago, I could get George Galloway on when the media was spinning what he said or what he stood for. He's a great speaker. I agree with a lot of what he has to say. But now that you're here on my show raising money for his film, I would hope that, because we have his phone number, his office number, I would hope that you talk to his folks over there and get him on the show himself to try to, you know, promote his film.
Done deal.
Yeah, I want to do that because it is important to go after Tony Blair. He is a particularly nasty creature. I think of him as kind of the British Obama, this fake liberal who can get away with so much more because the left stands down. What do you think is happening to Obama and the general awakening? Because I'm not trying to put good spin on this. I cannot tell you how many famous people have contacted me, and prominent people and generals and Hollywood folks and business people. I mean, I didn't even know Geraldo Rivera was going to apologize to me during a break and halfway do it on air, saying, Alex, you deserve an apology from everybody. You know, you were right about all this tyranny and the NSA and so much. I think I made it safe for people who already knew what was going on to start to say more and more. And now I'm hearing Rush Limbaugh say it looks like a frame job on Syria. You got Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. You've got mainline national radio. Glenn Beck now sounds like me, which is great. I'm great. I mean, he literally takes my show and then re-airs it in the morning, but through his voice. That's wonderful. I mean, I'm seeing, and I'm not saying I get the credit, I'm just part of that. I'm seeing mega massive success on every front via the ripples, thanks to DrudgeReport.com helping us and others. But my point is, We're in the middle of a revolution of awakening. It's so big. And I know the power structure's got to be aware of that.
Well, yeah, like I said, in the UK, they're panicking. So Tony, you know, Cameron is readjusting his policies to try to buy votes. In the way I described it, they have a thing called Help to Buy. It's a Ponzi scheme for real estate. They're accelerating it to the present to try to inflate this housing bubble, which will guaranteed pop within 24 months. But, I mean, look at the U.S. economy for a second. Take a step back because the government shut down in the U.S. Well, what happened to Wall Street? It went up. Not only did it go up, but Carl Icahn, who's a billionaire, shyster, tweeted that he talked to the CEO of Apple Computer about $150 billion stock buyback of Apple Computer stock to help Carl Icahn, who incidentally bought billions of dollars worth of Apple stock. This is open trading on inside information, open market manipulation, using cash that Apple has offshore because they don't want to pay tax to the American people on the cash offshore that they made selling products to the American people. They don't have jobs for the American people. They have their products slave-made in China. And here you have Carl Icahn doing deals, $150 billion deal on a day that the government closes. What does that tell you? It tells you that there's two economies in America. There's one economy, which is Carl Icahn, Apple Computer, Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan. They have access to unlimited amounts of money from the Federal Reserve Bank at 0% interest rate, and they can just print all the money they want for themselves all day long. And then there's the other economy, the people who are living paycheck to paycheck, of which I believe 60% of America, don't quote me on that, but something of that order, is living paycheck to paycheck.
I think it's 67%, but yeah. And then on top of it, Iowa not pressing charges against Stratcom officer, the head of the nuclear weapons of the United States, regarding fake casino chips. I mean, it's just the government is so corrupt it makes your head spin.
Well, there's the American dream, and then there's the Saudi dream. Okay, the Saudi dream is where you don't need the people because you just have a few slave pump oil. You don't need the people. And that's why in Saudi Arabia you have 5,000 princes and everyone else lives in destitute and poverty. And then there's the American dream. The American dream is now the Saudi dream. You have 5,000 princelings who can go to the Federal Reserve. They don't pump oil. They pump money. They can pump all the money they want all day long for themselves. And they don't need workers. They don't need tax revenue. They don't need GDP. They don't need you. They don't need 250, 270 million Americans to have a job and pay taxes because they don't need that money. The total
all
tax
they need is drones and huge armored vehicles being delivered to every city and preparations for absolute war against the people.
Well, that's tax revenue in the U.S. is something on the order of $3 trillion. The Federal Reserve has close to $4 trillion of that in debt on its $800 trillion in derivatives around the world. The American people don't generate enough tax revenue for people like Carl Icahn to give a hoot. They just don't matter anymore. They don't add enough.
No, that's right. That's right. They've stolen over 1.5 quadrille, and they're sitting there with space-based particle beams and weapons, and they're running around saying, we're going to merge the computers and be God. On Wired Magazine, the head of Google is saying, I will be God. And the only question is, when do they release the bioweapon to wipe us all out, as they say they're getting ready to do?
Well, if they needed the taxes paid by the workers to fund the economy, the government, and the businesses, they would not be out there with tanks killing
people. Well, here's the only reason they can't release the bioweapons right now, and they're very upset about it, and they say they are. By the way, if you're a new listener and you're hearing this, I'm not joking about all this. They're on record saying this stuff. Is the Russians, and I'm not loving the Russians, but they're not under total globalist control. They've got nuclear weapons. The globalists run China now. They're working with them. All that's left, and I can't believe I'm saying this, is Russia standing between us and psychopathic bankers that have nuclear weapons.
Well, who is the peace broker in Syria? Was Russia. Who's the peace broker in Iran? Russia. Who's probably going to bring peace between Israel and Palestine? Russia. So here you got a guy, Vladimir Putin, who should get the Nobel Peace Prize because he's actually promoting peace. But no, Barack Obama, who sends drones into Pakistan and around the world for a quick buck so he can go golfing on the weekend, he gets the Peace Prize. Makes no sense.
But it is true. I mean, look at Karzine. He made 401 bets with other people's money, former head of Goldman Sachs, head of MF Global, and you predicted it, and so did Gerald Celente, who actually had his money taken. He did not get in any trouble. These people...
Yeah, here's another prediction that I made and a few other people made, Peter Schiff and others. There was a talk a couple of weeks ago about the taper. They were going to taper quantitative easing. I said very vocally, and other people like Peter Schiff said, that you can't taper a Ponzi scheme because it would collapse overnight.
No, they're only going to accelerate it.
That's right. They're going to increase that $85 billion a month that they're buying of government bonds to keep the bond market afloat in this huge Ponzi scheme. It's going to be increased. And they use the money that they get from the Fed that they don't pay any money on. Again, they don't need the worker. They don't need your taxes. They don't need your labor. They just need you to be good little prisoners and be spied on all day and don't protest. That's what they need you to do.
Because then their argument is they've already stolen the world. It's theirs. We're just here eating their resources. That's how they say it. And so they're just getting ready to kill us. They're going, as soon as we can take down Russia, the bioweapons being released. You know, the drones ready to disperse it over the cities are ready. And the minute we take down Russia, you're all dead. Our bunkers are built. And the minute we take down Russia, we're going to kill everybody. It's Moonraker time. Does that sound fun? Max, is that it?
Well, remember, Russia is aligned with China and Iran. So good luck with that.
China's in the hip pocket of the globalist, I'm telling you. They're all the way... They're lemmy winks right now. We'll be right back with Max Kaiser. Stay with us. That's from South Park.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Nations rise and fall. A nation that's evil 100 years ago will be good 100 from now. A nation that's good today will be bad 50 years from now. We go through cycles. Russia is going through a cycle where they're corrupt, they're Wild West, but they're pro-family, pro-Christ. They're trying to find their morals. They've been through 80 years of living hell. Meanwhile, we're in a very decadent cycle and have psycho demons running everything. And I just get chills when I think about it, how much trouble we're in. I have three children, and I didn't mean to get emotional right now. These people, I don't even hate them. I just want them off my back. And then I look at the public who doesn't have any idea how much trouble we're in, and it makes me sick. And how this is going to hurt poor people. I don't like seeing people poor. I really do want to build people up. And I know that real free market does it, not crony corruption. Rand Paul offers glimmer of hope. Ahmed shut down, tries to come up with a plan to have some type of conference committee. Obama says no, wants to go forward, because any shutdown actually lets him create a bigger crisis. Oath Keepers is going operational with a plan to try to save the country. Read that at InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's article that's getting no attention needs a lot of it. Insurance giants see stocks soar on launch of Obamacare. Totally sick. Geraldo Rivera says his health care is doubled, along with his cruise since Obamacare went in. By the way, here's the headline, Geraldo Rivera, Libertarian Views on the War on Drugs. No, the headline is, he talked about government drug dealing and admitted that they're growing the opium. That's the big, he's an eyewitness to government drug production, was the headline yesterday. I told the crew I wanted a headline on that, but it's not a big deal. Whatever. It's like reality is so sensational, we like take it and then water it down. We might as well become the mainstream media. But that video is up on InfoWars.com right now. We're going to go back to Max Keiser here in a moment, but we have this video that's up on InfoWars.com. They're blocking all the national parks, including the Veterans Memorial, which is just you don't need any security there. And they're telling World War II vets that were already coming on buses they couldn't be there. So World War II vets are going past the police. And I guess, like Ceausescu in Romania or V for Vendetta fiction, the police are backing off and aren't arresting them. World War II vet knocks over shutdown barrier to visit memorial, and now more are doing it. And, of course, they have cops there to tell people they can't be there, though. That's not being shut down. Max Keiser, your take on this.
Well, the government shutdown is a travesty, of course. But like I said earlier, it proves with the stock market rising and these multi-hundred-billion-dollar deals that there is a class of people in America that does not need taxpayers. They don't need workers. And the sooner they exterminate them, the better. We've seen it before. You scapegoat a group of people, you exterminate them. It's the final solution. It's coming to America. That's why I don't live in America. It's too freaking dangerous. It's run by kleptocrats, and there's no upside there. I've seen the Grand Canyon. So
I'll say this. People are awake in America. They're even more awake in England, which is surprising. And the police, like half the police were listeners. I mean, you were there, but I had like MI5 showing up giving the intel that turned out to be true. I've talked to police that off record were absolutely hating the Bilderbergs.
I'll tell you why. It's because in the UK, they have something called the working class. There are blue-collar workers, cops, firemen, people who work in hospitals, teachers, professors, who they're working class. They have that in Britain. They don't have that in America anymore. You've got the destitute and the fabulous. Nothing in between.
But I will say this. I mean, the British establishment people got that the guys were in there screwing them.
Because they're middle-class, common-sense people.
Stay there, Max Keiser. We're going to come back. By the way, it's almost sold out. Survival Shield, Nation Iodine Dietary Supplement, InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.